Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting second. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. White fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on White. Krivic moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kell. Burns moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Burns scores. Christman moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Browns. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman strikes out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. McGee moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrison strikes out. There goes McGee. The throw from Hayworth and McGee is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Browns. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. McGee moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. one out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Caster now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Christopher moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Christopher moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes is walked intentionally. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hall misplays the ball. That's an error on Hall. Moore moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Red Hayworth. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is walked intentionally. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Moore scores. Burns scores. There goes Zarrilla trying to get to third. Bush throws to Kell who tags Zarrilla for the out. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Caster moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Caster moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-4 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Mancuso now catching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.